God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Yes, it's time for us to take a look at dealing with healthcare in a biblical manner. Dealing with healthcare from a Christian perspective. I've had so many people as of late asking me about what my family and I do, and I thought, you know what, tonight I want to dig into this because I've had so many people asking me about this. Again, there is a better way. For years, so many of us have just been walking down the path of what do we do? Where do we go? How do I get health insurance? Where do I get it from? What do I do? Well, friends, years ago, I'm talking so many years ago, 13 years ago, it was quite an amazing time for my family and me. Back then, I was leaving a position as a youth minister where, well, to be blunt, I really had been super successful. God had blessed that ministry incredibly. And I had learned incredible things under some great men of God. And looking back, I began to realize how much I looked at that job and looked at the people who were there and rely upon that job and those people for a paycheck. Of course, you know, my family and I had built some incredible friendships. We had what I would call the Cadillac of health insurance plans. The church had taken great care of us. And we had many other benefits as well. So I don't want you to think it was, you know, really difficult back then per se. What was difficult was leaving that position. So this position was very secure, at least on a human level. Okay, maybe you're there right now. You're going, I really like my job, but they're starting to ask me to do things that I just don't disagree, or I don't agree with. I disagree with them, and I don't know if I can do this anymore. You see, friends, for me, moving on seemed like a huge mistake. I had a wife. At the time, we had 5 children. Number 6, actually, was on the way. And to be, again, quite blunt, this did not seem like a really great time to begin a new career. Go and start not just this new career, but go and start a brand new ministry pretty much from scratch. Yeah, Worldview Warriors back in 2007 had just begun in 2006, actually, and didn't have one employee at all. And to be honest, I'm sure for most people, it looked like I, for sure, was being irresponsible, foolish. Because, again, I had a wife, 5 children to take care of, 1 child on the way. And it seemed probably impossible to many people who were watching this take place in front of their very own eyes. Why would Jason be leaving this position? Well, God had made it very clear about 8 months earlier from that time I was leaving that it was truly time to move on and start this new ministry. You see, I knew I should be moving on and that I was to serve somewhere else, taking on a different direction than the past. And again, what was really easy for me to do was to justify staying in the position because, you know, this new position, this new direction I was going to go along with my family, I'd still be working with youth. So, you know, why couldn't I just stay where I was? What's the big deal? Well, a dear friend of mine shared with me before I decided to leave this idea, and I've shared this before long time ago, but I think it's, well, it's very important to share it with you again. Because I think some of you are probably at this point in your life. And that example, that idea is this. Some of you right now, as I was, are in essence standing on, oh, a dock on, let's say, the ocean or Lake Erie. You're standing on a dock and there's a boat right next to you. And you have a choice to make. You either stay on the dock or you can jump into the boat and go have an adventure. Now, some of you are choosing both. That is, you want to have 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot in the boat. Well, my dear friend, he shared with me this. He said, Jason, you have 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot in the boat. And he goes, that's just not going to work because all you're going to end up doing is getting wet. You have to choose, jump in the boat and go have an adventure and get out of the harbor and go out to where the big water is, or stay on the dock and be safe and secure where you're at. Still, it'll be a good life. But you're not going to go out and take the risk and have the adventure that you would in the boat. But you can't choose both. You have to pick one or the other. So either get your feet, both of them, on the dock or get your feet in the boat. Because if you keep them on both, you're just going to get all wet. And some of you tuning into this right now are probably in the same boat, no pun intended there, as well. And you have a choice to make. Now, I could be, well, I'm going to be very honest with you. I was so hesitant about taking this leap of faith with my family. And I was just like, I just don't know if I want to do this. Part of it was my own uncertainty about the future and whether or not I was hearing from God correctly. It was also difficult, to be straight up honest, to leave the security and safety that I had in this wonderful place, in this wonderful position. So, my family and I, my wife and I in particular, we had to deal with the insecurities that came along with completely stepping out in faith and trusting God and His people. Now, if you haven't sensed it yet, oh my goodness, was it tough. And one thing that was very difficult was leaving behind our health insurance for our soon-to-be family of eight. Again, like I shared with you again back then, 2006, 2007. At that time, it cost over $14,000 a year for the health insurance we had. I've heard of horror stories of it being way more expensive now, but back then, that was a huge chunk of change. With my wife being 5 months pregnant, we were seriously concerned about how we were about to pay for this pregnancy. Let alone deal with the expenses of having this new baby. You kidding me? Now, to be blunt, we couldn't even afford a much cheaper insurance plan simply because, again, we were stepping out in massive faith and starting a ministry from scratch. Believe me, we didn't have the money to do what was needed to do. I tried working something out with the church and the church leadership regarding the insurance costs, but nothing ever materialized. So it felt like, even though I know we weren't, but it felt like we were on our own. Just us and God. Again, this was a very difficult time for my family and me. And it just felt like we were on our own, even though, again, I know we weren't. But man, it can be so difficult when God is calling you to step out in faith and saying, trust in me. I get it, friends. We had to put our complete faith and trust in Almighty God that He would supply our needs and take care of us. Today, looking back on that time, we recognize that this time was for our own good. But again, just being as blunt and as forthright as possible, it's so hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you've entered the tunnel going, where's the light? Where's the end? You can't even see it. Again, I don't want anyone to hear what I'm not saying. Do not get me wrong. Many, many people back then and today pray for this ministry, pray for our family. They help support our efforts for the kingdom of God. But ultimately, it is eventually up to God to supply our needs, even your needs. And He has been faithful in supplying our needs. And we have learned the difference between needs and wants. We've learned to go without. Friends, God has supplied us things in so many ways. From supplying someone to pay completely for this pregnancy of this sixth child I've been talking about. Now, God told them to do this through their prayer time. We didn't even tell anybody about our need. We just kept quiet about it. And again, that's another story I could share with you. Just a real quick snippet. The wife of this couple came over to our house not knowing the situation we were in. Well, she knew because the Holy Spirit had revealed it to them through their prayer time. And she came over and told us, God has told us that my husband and I are to pray, are to pay for this pregnancy. And my wife and I are like, what? What are you talking about? You do know this could be very, very expensive, tens of thousands of dollars. And this wonderful woman said, we know, and God has told us that we are the ones to pay for this. Friends, so not only things like that, but even shoes for our children, God has supplied our needs. And at the hearing of this, at the recording of this, it's live right now. We have two sons that are in college, one daughter who's moved out of the house. So we have three children left in our house right now. But this again happened back in 2007, so 13 years ago. God has supplied and continues to supply our needs in and through His people in many miraculous ways. Just incredible. I'll dig into how my wife and I deal with healthcare when we come back. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and His promise that He made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If He really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without Him. Be thankful for Him and the gift of life that He's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As we continue on, friends, I'd like to encourage you to go find the book I've written called How Being Consistent Changed Everything. Again, you can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. A link there to take you there. Again, How Being Consistent Changed Everything, a personal journey from security to living a life of liberty. Again, find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. The story I'm sharing with you tonight, well, that's in there among other things as well. Now, as we continue on, and how God has supplied my family and my needs, our needs, since 2007. And he's done that our whole life. But this journey, this part of this journey began in 2007. You see, one of these needs is how we take care of our health care. Now, if you live in the United States, I believe it is high time to truly start thinking differently and to actually practice what we see in the Bible. What a concept. The biblical example that we find is in the book of Acts. Friends, it's super clear. Acts 2, 42 through 47, it says that we need to share with one another and help each other out. If we start living the biblical mindset, get ready for this, we might not even need health insurance, literally. I'm not even making that up. How about let's cut out the middleman and start working directly with your doctor? This actually works and is in practice today by many people throughout the United States of America. My wife and I, we've been with a health co-op called Samaritan Ministries International since 2008. You can find more about them at SamaritanMinistries.org. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. Let them know Jason DeZurich sent you, simply so they know, hey, good, it's working out. Friends, we have had to deal with a broken collarbone, asthma attack. We even dealt with a major miscarriage. And for those of you unaware, in 2017, I, Jason DeZurich, the person talking to you through this microphone right now, had a life-threatening stroke, and I had life-saving brain surgery near the end of 2017. All of it paid. All of it paid through Samaritan Ministries. It's incredible. Just a little side note here, something that was so amazing as well, is people not even connected to Samaritan Ministries started to, well, help us out in ways that we weren't even aware of. For instance, we burn wood during the winter. Someone just showed up and gave us a whole bunch of wood because they knew I couldn't do anything about it. We had numerous people give gifts to help us pay for our other bills, since I clearly couldn't work. But with health insurance here, or I should say in the health co-op, it's just incredible how this works. You see, because of this, my family and I have begun to eat better because we want to help others and not be a burden to the whole group. Plus, you just feel better. And, you know, it's not just about the physical, but spiritual and mental as well. And we send our monthly check to other people in the co-op that need help that month. We don't send it to an organization, to an insurance company. We write it directly to people who need that to pay for their bills. We write a personal check directly to them. Now, you will notice the government and insurance companies are not involved in this process at all. It is God's people being God's people. It's time to start sharing and caring for one another. Friends, the way forward is back. We've got to start loving one another and living on godly principles, living it out so our children see it. Friends, within Samaritan Ministries, we pray for one another and rejoice together when new children are born. We do all of this with no health insurance or government interference, and we deal directly with our doctors. You see, friends, I once believed that the church in Acts was actually trying to promote a way to socialism, but I couldn't have been more wrong. The government was not involved in their method for caring for each other at all. And I have another question for those of you who are Christians who want the federal government involved in our health care. Why should we involve the government? The New Testament church, they took responsibility that we see in the book of Acts for themselves and shared among themselves freely without being forced. They literally gave freely, shared their gifts with one another. It could have been finances, food, and even talents. And they freely received from everyone. I think we can all finally agree that something needs to change. Friends, instead of trying to fix this broken system, again, the way forward is back. We need to get back to the biblical principles, to the founding of this nation, back to living out biblical principles, not how things got messed up in the early 1900s here. We need to start thinking, if you will, completely outside of the box and start acting like the Church of Christ that He's called us to be. Let's show the world how Christians really should live. Let's do that. Let's help them to see that by living out God's ways, that doesn't mean you always get benefits, but living out God's ways, we rejoice and are joyful and keep moving forward. Again, the way forward is back. Then maybe the world will start to care about receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. As I wrap up this time, I have one more thing I really would like all of us to consider. And if I have time, I'll share with you some comments about this from others. I really don't care what you call yourself, meaning a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, progressive, whatever, a controller, someone who just wants to conform. My goodness, if you call yourself a Christian, we need to take care of each other. How about if you're a lawyer? You share your knowledge and gifts with those in the church. And how about farmers? Farmers share what they reap with the body of believers. Those of you dentists, or, oh, how about an auto mechanic? You could share your talents of fixing vehicles for the body, working together in that way. Again, like the early church did. I'll even say this. Those of you who are evangelists and encouragers, you could be speaking encouragement and give challenging messages to the church. If you're an engineer, maybe you could use your gifts and talents for helping further the kingdom in buildings and work sites. I know some of you who are engineers who already do that. I know some of you lawyers out there who already do that. And I even know auto mechanics who do this. We need to help our neighbors. Love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Friends, the possibilities truly are endless. If everyone pitched in and did their part, maybe the world would actually start to take notice and realize the worldly way is wrong. Friends, we need to consider this. If you are wondering, well, how do I learn more about this? Go to Acts 2, 42 through 47. Read about the early church. As we wrap up here, I'd like to thank Brent for posting. Couldn't agree more. This is by far not held just to health insurance. The church we are called to be in Acts and so many other places throughout the Bible is one body consisting of many parts. We are given different gifts, not just to be different, but to help out others, both Christians and non-believers, in places they might have weaknesses. It's hard to build arm muscles without hands to lift the weight. We need to be there for each other. The difference between what the Bible calls us to be and socialism is the difference between heart and head. Socialism is rules. You must do this for others, and so on. What God expects from us is a heart for others. Not just a willingness to help, but a wanting. Let's be truly loving. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Again, if you'd like to find out more about this blog post, you can go read it. It's called Dealing with Health Insurance Biblically. There is a better way. I'll put a link up at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook. You can also find it at donotkeepsilent.com. Click the blog tab, it'll take there. And you go out and make today great. Serve Christ in all that you do. And go serve others.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.